We have a request from Greene County Historical Society requesting a letter of endorsement. They're going to apply for a grant for the Brock Museum Complex. Did everybody get a chance to?
Yeah, I'm okay giving them a letter of support. Mm-hmm.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Last meeting we talked about there's a organization that would like to use the senior center on 11-9 from 9 to 3 Harbor Valley. Everybody okay with that? We'll require a certificate of insurance. It's a Saturday. We'll have to make sure that the building's open, which I can open on the closest. They have not used before.
What is it for, Patrick? I'm sorry?
Harbor Valley.
They fix stuff for free for people.
Repair Cafe.
Repaired.
Sustainable.
Yep.
Hudson
Valley.
Yep. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Motion by Jared. Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. We have been working with Cash on a vacancy study. Liz has been busting her chops working on this grant application. I can't thank her enough, along with Nicholas and Cricket from that organization. We have to do a seeker form. So I will read the questions, and the board's going to be required to answer yes or no. Does the proposed action only involve the legislative adoption of a plan, local law, ordinance, administrative rule, or regulation? We have no. Everybody agree with that? We're not doing anything. Does the proposed action require permit, approval, or funding from other government agency?
Yes.
Yes. Number 3 does not apply. Number 4 is residential. 5, is a proposed action a permitted use under zoning regulations consistent with adopted comp plan? Those are both not applicable. Is a proposed action consistent with predominant character of existing building or natural landscape? Yes. Is the site of the proposed action located in or does it adjourn to the state-listed critical environmental area? No. Will the proposed action result in a substantial increase in traffic? No. Are public transportation services available at or near the site? No. Are any pedestrian accommodation or bicycle routes available on or near the site? No. Does the proposed action meet or exceed state energy code requirements? No. Will the proposed action connect to existing private public water supply? No. Will the proposed action connect to existing wastewater utilities? No. Does the project site contain or is it substantially contiguous to a building, archaeological site, or district in which it is listed on the National or State Registry of Historic Places? No. Is the project site or any portion of it located in or adjacent to an area designated as sensitive for archaeological sites in New York State? SHPO? No. Does any portion of the site or the proposed action or lands adjoining the proposed action contain wetlands or wet water bodies regulated by federal, state, or local agency? No. Would the proposed action physically alter or encroach into any existing wetland or water body? No. Identify typical habitat types that occur on or likely to be found on the project site, urban. Does the site of the proposed action contain any species of animals or associated habits listed by the state or federal government as threatened or endangered? No. Is the project site located within a 100-year floodplain? No. Will the proposed action create stormwater discharge either from point or non-point sources? No. Will stormwater discharge flow to adjacent properties? No. Will stormwater discharge be directed to establish conveyance systems, runoff streams, or drains? No. Does the proposed action include construction of other activities that would result in impoundment of water? No. Has the site of the proposed action or adjoining property been the location of an active or closed solid waste management facility? No. Has the site or proposed action or adjoining property been the subject of remediation? No. So with all of those, That's part one. Part two. Will the proposed action create a minimal conflict with adopted land use plan or zoning regulations? Nope. Will the proposed action result in the change or use of intensity of land? No. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of existing community? No. Will the proposed action have an impact on environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area? No. Will the proposed action result in the adverse change in the existing level of traffic or existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, walkway? No. Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and, if fails, to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? No. Will the proposed action impact existing private public water, public-private wastewater treatment facilities? Both of those would be no. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? No. Will the proposed action result in the adverse change in natural resources? No. Will the proposed action result in an increase in potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? No. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? No. With that, we have checked the box to determine that based on the information analysis above and any supporting documentation, that the proposed action will not result in any significant adverse environmental impacts. So I will entertain a motion for a negative declaration on the SEACR form.
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Patrick, that's to apply for the grant?
You have to do SEACR for
every grant. Regardless of whether there's impact on the environment? Yep. We're not building anything.
Yep, we do the SEACR form for zoning changes.
Yeah. Well, I guess a zoning change, yeah, but this is for
a study.
Yep.
I know, it's for a study, it just seems like...
We're with you, but it's
giving
part
somebody
of the grant
something
application.
To do in Albany, I'm sure.
Red tape. Okay.
Yeah. Tom and Joy, do you guys want to go?
Yes. We've talked to Pat and JR and Jared about there is a monument down at the Smetton Sportsman's Club.
What was
and
the Smetton
It's gotten overgrown with Joy.
I'll show you
the
picture.
We went
this
down the
this
other
is
day
the monument with the deceased names of our veterans it. From there, which is a disgrace.
Wow.
Yep.
Hang on completely. But I contacted Bob Sarancusano, who's the head of Sawyer Motors and Sawyer's, whose wife, for the last 20 or 25 years, has been paying property taxes. They cannot acquire the building because somehow the building went through these cement plants and other. I mean, Bob's been trying for several years now to try to get this all figured out. They can't find out exactly who they should contact to buy that building. You know, originally, when she was started paying the taxes, she wanted to buy the building and fix it up. And now it's in total disrepair. I mean, the roof's got to be replaced. The windows are broken. You know, the shrubbery's growing all around the place. And such a great... It was such a great years ago, it was such a great area because not only did they have the sportsman's club, but they had the ball fields, and that was the only fields in, I think this
that
was like,
yeah.
in
that had lights.
County that had lights, so they had night games, and that was, you know, supplied through the cement plants. But we can't find, we actually checked, when Dennis spoke with Bob Henderson today, he'd have no problem moving that stone for us, you know, and we'd like to put it up at the point. I know there was some talk about, you know, at the triangle. So, you know, when we talked to Bob Sarancusano's wife, Sherry, what's her last name?
She was a barber.
Sherry Barber. Who,
Shelly Barber.
And, you know, she was okay, you know, with her family being involved in it. Moving it to the point also, you know.
Well, this is the point then.
Do we know who put it there yet?
The Sportsman's Club did.
They did?
They raised the money,
okay.
They bought it,
they
and they're the ones that had it there. So
Because I reached out to Paul Fleischer because I remember he was there for the dedication, but I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah. The thing is, the names, you know, you can't even see the names on here. So we cleaned up the weeds in front of it, and we sprayed it once. But Bob said that if he moves it for us, he will bring it into his shop and he'll clean it. He said he'll make it look like new. So we don't have to worry about that. The only point is, if the Sportsman's Club owned it, there's no Sportsman's Club anymore.
Right.
So I don't think there's a problem with us moving it then.
Well, Bob Henderson, he dealt with Frank Musich of the Sportsman's Club. Of course, Frank.
They're all passed away.
They're all dead. Joey and I, we were at the dedication.
Years ago, when he first did it.
25 years ago, maybe. Roughly 25 years ago.
But they said they raised funds, the Sportsman's Club raised the funds, and they paid for it, and they had it put up there.
Mm-hmm.
So legally, I don't know if there's an issue with that, of us being able to now move it. I talked to Patty Austin, and she said she talked to everyone. Everybody's okay with moving it, as long as we found out who the owners were.
Right.
So we found out who the owners were, but there's no...
The only thing is a P.O. Box 313 Sawyer's. Is that what you guys have?
That's Shelley's P.O. Box.
That would have been Shelley's. She's been paying the taxes, but they don't own it.
Which is so weird.
She was hoping to buy it someday and make like a museum out of it or something, she said, but they couldn't purchase it, so.
Well, I think that the cement plant, they're referring back to the cement.
Right. So it's kind of up for grabs, apparently.
Best thing to do is stop paying the taxes and buy the taxes.
We just want the monument.
No, but I'm just saying, if you want a solution to the problem, stop paying the taxes and buying the taxes.
We just think it's a disgrace that the names of these veterans are like this, where you can't even see them anymore.
We figured
if we put it at the point in Catskill,
everybody can.
It'll be taken care of there also. We could put it in that one spot in Cementon, but who's going to be taking care of it?
Right.
So, you know, the issue also is most of the people that names are on here, the people that lived there at the time, most of them are gone. So, you know, a lot of their family members moved to Catskill, their kids, their grandkids, and more people will see it and it'll be taken care of and cleaned up. So.
And appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
I think that would be a question for Ted. But I think it sounds good, but we probably have to ask our attorney.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
see what he thinks.
And maybe we could do a title search on the building and see who we can contact.
Oh, Audrey might be able to help with that.
We just have an address.
It's not the building that we care about, it's just the monument.
It's just
not that we don't care about the building, but right now we're just worried about the monument.
The monument goes with the building, per se.
Is it Heidelberg who owns the property, or the building?
It's whatever Lehigh Cement is now.
Heidelberg. Yeah. I have their phone number. I'm like this with them.
All right, there you go. There's your contact.
There's the lead.
There you go.
Done. So then all we would need...
Because of my dad, he worked there for 42 years, and I needed something, so I figured out how to get in touch with them.
So all we would need then would be an okay that we could move the monument from them.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, because you have the county's okay to put it down there, so...
Okay.
Yep.
And then worst case, if not, we just reach out to Ted.
But everybody that would be able to do anything is okay with it all. We talked to Patty, we talked to Bob, he would move it, he would even clean it. And he just needs somebody down there to do the gravel and everything, which Patty said she would have. So, I mean, everything would be a go as long as legally we're okay with it.
I think it's a great idea. That's the bad part, probably,
the legal part.
They did try to get a whole place here.
Yeah.
Because I remember he was there
at the dedication.
At the dedication.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a...
I don't know if he's on vacation. I texted him and I called him and I left a message.
I just saw him. I saw Sandy and Carol the other day at Dunkin' Donuts. So I bump into Sandy more than I bump into Paul. So.
Well, I did leave a message on his text and phone and his Facebook.
Yeah.
Do either of you have a cell phone to take a picture of that?
Your cell phone,
just take a picture of the number.
He's got a pen. Or he can write it down. He's got a pen.
Or write it down. Yep.
Or if you want to write it down.
I'll write it down.
So hopefully that number will help you out.
Yeah, I got one other quick question. I've noticed, and Patty also pushed me about it, but the Purple Heart signs that they have, like going up Jefferson Heights, I mean, they're all fake. You can hardly make them out anymore. I didn't know if you guys knew who we should contact.
I think
to
it's county.
Replace them.
Is it the historical?
It says Green County is a Purple Heart County, so it's got to be a Green County.
They're county signs, but there is a... Who's the gentleman that does the historical building signs?
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. The yellow and blue signs?
He refurbishes them.
He refurbishes those.
I don't know who that is.
These are just...
Metal signs?
Metal signs.
Yeah.
Oh. So the county just needs to buy new ones.
Yeah, so it would be Scott Templeton.
And he restores these?
No,
he would buy new ones.
He thought they were more like those...
The iron signs.
The iron signs. These are just
to be replaced.
Square signs. They just have the county has to buy new ones.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because I was going to say they couldn't be restored.
No,
just
a tin
sign. But they
should
be
a phone number
of where you Scott. Or just Scott. talk to our legislator.
What's that?
Just talk to our legislator. They'll get the ball rolling.
A legislator?
If I had that, I'll give you Scott's number. That's important.
Yeah, everywhere you drive into the county, you're pretty famous.
They did that
15 years ago or something like that. Yeah, it's almost like our town of Catskill signs.
They're on order.
Chris Gibson, he came down and recorded that dedication that day. And that's all we got.
I guess that's it.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Okay, Audrey. Reevaluation.
Well, by virtue of the board's resolution a few months ago, we went out and got proposals for a reevaluation, which we had discussed and had considered in a previous meeting. And I forwarded this, but just so that you have a paper copy too. Okay, great. And of course, it took us a while longer than we thought because there aren't that many vendors who do this, and I pretty much had to extract a proposal from a second one, so we have a comparison. And it was interesting because that was the proposal that came in to be wildly lower than the vendor that we actually know better, who does work in our region, and it made me somewhat insecure, in all honesty. So I did have a discussion with the vendor who is at the lower level, KLW, KLW. And we went through each of the items and we identified what they would include, because when you look at our RFP was over 80 pages, and we only got, maybe 15 pages from this group in response. But I did do what I call light referencing, because I spoke to someone in Delaware County who used him quite recently for Revel, and they were very pleased with him. And they do a lot of work in Buffalo. They're out Buffalo way. And they do have the chops to have the manpower to do something of our scale, which I just throw out here that, our town is a lot bigger than a lot of the other. We're the biggest town in Greene County. So it's, we can't really go and use a smaller shop or a one-person shop for what we need to do if we go forward with that. So that's why I had to reach out to Buffalo to get someone. They are out of region, but they do almost everything remotely. Probably both of them will end up working most of a reval remotely, as they would for most towns these days, in a desk review. Anyone of our size doesn't have the foot power, that they want to pay for to go door to door for all of the houses. So it's accepted by the state if you have a flyover of a particular inch size. So we would probably do a 3-inch or a 6-inch. Either one would be acceptable. Oblique flyover, and I also put the fly-in cost in since that was mandatory. So I turn it over to you for any questions that the board might have at this point in time.
I was just, you know, I came and saw you because I was like, this can't be right.
And, right, you know, right.
It's just that big of a difference.
It's not what one wishes for when you get dibs.
Yeah. Yeah, that big of a discrepancy usually means something was left right. out, and you asked them everything and nothing was left out, so.
If the board were to move forward with that, I would strongly recommend that we would pad that bid in terms of our expectations. I don't mean, you know, physically, but just budget-wise, realize that they, being even more remote than the vendor, Gar, who's in up in Albany, you know, if either one is going to have more expenses, it would probably be the Buffalo-based individual. Mm-hmm. So, I would say, you know, if you were to get into a more serious discussion of the actual amount, that I wouldn't look at that particular bid as, you know, the end-all, be-all of encapsulating what it would cost. I think that's just common sense when you look at that. I did not find anything that I knocked out of the box when I spoke to the vendor. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, well, we would want this or we would want that. I mean, he just claims that they can do this because of technology.
I mean, a big difference is the photo per property.
Yep.
Right, but it's not a $200,000 difference. Mm-hmm. So you've still got other things incorporated in there. So that is...
Well, the data collection one is the huge one.
But we are going to have a certain percent that would require boots on the ground data collection because of our issues with trees and so forth, even in the winter time. So we would want to make sure that we had built that in. It's one of those variables that we wouldn't know the exact percent of our properties up front that would need people to go out to them and collect. So we would, for either vendor, have some variable in that. I just felt stronger that the GAR bid would have that more included than the low bid. Mm-hmm. So I just throw that out. So if you're looking at those differences, like I was trying to make sense of them, that's sort of where I ended up on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any questions about the vendors themselves in terms of reputation or anything?
Was GAR called and asked why they're so much more than the other one? Or was there like a...
I don't think I could do
that. You can't do that. No.
I didn't want to submit the one because it was low, but I can't negotiate at this point in time from what I understand with the state. Patrick's probably a better expert on that.
You're not allowed to...
I am.
Well, you don't disclose the amount, but say, hey,
we can't.
Not even...
No.
But if the board were to take...
Then we can.
The next step, you know, in terms of considering revaluation, then that would open a negotiation process. And one would hope that perhaps they had put their highest bid forward, and then we, you know, expecting that the town would, of course, negotiate downward, obviously. So. Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
No, thank you, Audrey.
So with that, what's the board's, what direction do we want to go? Are we ready to vote on this tonight?
I'm ready to vote on it.
Okay. What would your motion be? Do you want to accept, Audrey, is your recommendation is to go with KLW?
No, I don't have a recommendation for vendor. I would leave that to the board after more examination of it. I would not want to go forward with a motion. I would suggest that perhaps a broader motion would take us to the next step of reviewing the vendors and committing to going forward with one of them that was agreeable to the board upon more complete references and things. But I think it's very difficult to bring vendors in to speak to us until the board has made some level of commitment to a revaluation.
All right, so we would need to make a motion to actually commit to doing a reevaluation and allow the assessor to move forward with looking into both of these vendors. Sound
make
about right?
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared. Second. I'll second it just so we put it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Motion is defeated. So we will not be moving forward with reevaluation. Okay? Audrey, I appreciate all the work you put into this over the last couple months.
I was very happy that you were entertaining it. I hope in the future you feel more comfortable entertaining it. Perhaps this is just a step in that process.
Yep. This is something that each town board, you know, we're all faced with issues and topics that are kind of not public friendly, and I'm glad that this board, you know, working with you and other town employees, faced this topic head on, and we weren't afraid to talk about it in the public. The motion is defeated. We move on. Okay. Again, I appreciate all your work you did with this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
All right. I have. So I think it was last year, maybe the beginning of this year, we approved the purchase of a F-550 for the highway department. Situations come up where another truck identical to the one that Sean bought is available for $83,000. We'd be able to write off that bid that we received from R.C. Lacy's. He has the money in his equipment, his materials line, and sale of equipment right now without having to go into his reserve. And he also has money in his interest line that his account is drawn. So Sean, I spoke with Kirsten. They're both comfortable with making this purchase. Even though we still have 5 months left of the year, we'll be okay. And with the sale of the truck that it's replacing, we'll be able to buy the Salter and the plow.
Good.
So instead of one brand new truck, he has the option. He has the... Which I think is good because next year, Jared, this is going to be, what, a $100,000 truck?
Right.
So we have the ability to actually get two trucks this year.
And you have it there now?
It just turns out when the municipality didn't take the truck that they ordered.
And he's not going to need another big item vehicle.
He may be looking at a mower, but... That's
not 80,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's it probably won't be this year. We're looking at next year.
Okay.
So, if everybody's okay with that, I'll need a motion for $83,000 to purchase an F-550 from Lacy's.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. One abstention. All right, I'll let Sean know that. July 27th is a rough start date for CCTVing and smoke testing in the hamlet of Cementon. Our highway crews will be working down there starting next Wednesday, jackhammering some blacktop off of manholes.
Off the manholes?
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
I have no idea. Can they find them all?
Yeah, I think what Joe Myers has uncovered, our contractor that takes care of the plant down in Cementon, has uncovered a couple of them. So we'll be able to find the other ones by that. And the village has metal detectors. Sean rented an air compressor and a hammer. I think he said it's like $500 for the week. So we have a 20% matching part of this grant. So that'll go towards it.
We notify all the residents that there's a chance smoke's going to come.
We will probably be doing that next week, yes. Yep, that and Ulster County 911, Green County 911. This way people... get smoke in the house that they will automatically.
But we learned in the village that no matter how many people you tell, people still call.
People still call, yep. Jared, you want to touch on the scoreboard?
Yes. So we are in the final phases of getting everything together for the proposal for the county, which has to be done before the end of the month. We've identified sourcing for the scoreboard and everything. I was supposed to meet with the electrician to give us a quote tonight. He rescheduled it tomorrow morning at 8:30. So that's the final piece, and then a lot of the groundwork will be done by our internal highway departments and some of the volunteers. So hopefully we'll have this all set and done, and the new scoreboard will be up by the fall. And then if there's any remaining funds I'm hoping for, I'd really like to improve the flagpole down there because it's like a toothpick.
Mm-hmm. And move it, right?
And move it.
And light it up.
Kind of. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, what I'd like to do is where the scoreboard is currently, I'd like to put a junction box, relocate the flag to where the scoreboard is currently with a light and a much taller flagpole with a more significant flag compared to what's there now.
Yeah.
Where's the new scoreboard going?
right field.
Nice.
So everyone can see it instead of just people on one side.
What about the lighting?
Lighting will be a whole other... We have to get together with American Legion, probably the school, and everybody write a proposal to the county for help with lighting, because the lighting is probably going to be about 100 grand.
Yeah. They just helped. Is it New Baltimore? There's a field up north that the county helped out with getting lighting. So we'll reach out to them with the school and the American Legion to see if we can get some
help. And then moving forward down the line, maybe I'd like to start laying out an area for two pickleball courts and a basketball court. Because mm-hmm. driving, looking down there behind this, there's plenty of room behind the playground.
Yes.
For something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and those are things that we can do in house. We have a paver.
Yeah.
We can dig down.
I'm just not sure the dimensions and stuff, so we could probably Google that.
Talk to Biffle.
Well, there apparently is...
Well, we get Gary Harvey on board with that.
We could probably...
Gary's been
yeah, on. Gary's been yes, requesting that.
Yes.
So. Yep.
But we have this ambassador, the pickleball ambassador, that lives in Kingston, so we probably can pull on their knowledge.
Yeah, to help. I think that would be a good thing for our community. And then,
I know they have a couple of camp times.
Yep. With that, we get the Paco Park up in Palinville, and
we'll be
doing good. All right. So do we want to do... I can't remember if that letter from the county needed a resolution from us by the end of this month, Liz. Do you remember? I tried looking for it. I can't find it.
I know we did a resolution to identify what we're using the funds for.
We needed the resolution to define the approved project, the quote and the bid specifications, and that everything needs to be done before December 31st.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right. So we have time. At our August meeting, we'll be able to do
that.
ARPA funds, we need to make a decision between now and
December.
The end of December as to what we're doing, yep. Yep, and some of those items that we listed, improvements to the Paco Park up and down, both pickleball court, lighting, roofs, ambulance, all that stuff
can be used. So with certain stuff like ambulance, I'm against using ARPA funds for it because it's a depreciating asset that we're going to throw away in 5 years.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to use money that's there for the long-term betterment of the community on something we're going to throw away in 5 years.
Okay. I mean, we already started the process.
We've bonded ambulances. Yep. We paid for them without a problem all these years. There's no reason to start using money that should be for community betterment to purchase something we're going to depreciate and throw away in 5 years.
Okay. Point taken.
I think we should use it for infrastructure.
Absolutely. Some of these roofs haven't been done in over 20 years. You know, this one leaks. The senior center leaks.
Yep.
Actually, the senior center roof isn't what's leaking right now.
It's the HVAC. Which we've been awarded additional money for. So
we're going to...
But the ambulance building needs a lot of TLC.
This roof here.
Yep. So. Yep. All right, we got a couple months to...
Discuss
that along with our budget. Yep.
What is the amount that we have for the ARPA funds?
I want to say 550, somewhere around that area.
So like half a million?
Yeah. I think that was all I had. Does anybody else have anything?
Summer rec is going very well.
Summer rec is going great.
Awesome, yeah.
Tomorrow's the fire department, and I'm very excited about what we have planned for tomorrow.
Who's going up the ladder?
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies, for your time.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
All that helped us with the parade this year. You guys did a great job. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. We received $2,500 check from Fortnite. I think I mentioned that before. With that and a $200 gift card we received from Walmart, we're buying bike helmets for, I think, 30 kids signed up for them, so that was good. JR, you guys did one heck of a program with bike safety and stuff last week with the kids.
And Peckham's donated
four or five bicycles.
Yep. Bicycles. So that was nice.
And then today I got a check from Mid-Hudson Cable for $2,500 to help with summer rec. So it's nice to see the community being part of this.
Yep.
And hopefully the community center may step up.
And hopefully the community center. We'll see. Anybody else have anything? Sir, do you have anything to talk about?
Not now.
Okay.
You're just here for moral support?
I think we're thinking about taking reassessing the village. What a freaking shame. There's nobody here.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. There's 47 seats empty.
Yep.
Nobody knows about this? This is a shame.
Yep.
A lot of times people don't pay attention until after the fact.
But they should have been notified. It should have been on the internet. It should have been in the paper. It should have been something.
Yeah, it's on the town website. Yeah.
I'm amazed. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Good.
Appreciate it. I'm doing work.
No, you're good. Appreciate you coming tonight. Ma'am?
I'm with Cash, and I just wanted to touch base on some of the questions that we had referred to the board from the grant that we were unable to fill out with the information that we had. So I don't know, this isn't, I mean, I can talk to individuals who are working on it. It just seemed like a good time to touch base. But I guess, is there any update? Is there any new information? There was like one, you were looking for income stuff from the assessor.
Was that the income study?
Yeah.
We've never done an income study in the town.
Okay.
We did a certain section for the sewer district, so that would be Leeds and Jefferson Heights, but that was 8 years ago, eight years ago.
It's probably irrelevant.
Yeah. But we've never done the whole town, including the village.
Yeah.
So we don't have that data.
Yeah. Okay. What was going to be sought from the assessor? Was there a figure or information? Or was that the answer from them?
That would be their answer. Because we don't, you know, we don't have
the... let me see if I can find the... I think, Liz, in your email, you mentioned that you don't have income data but can check with the assessor to see what she uses for the current HUD income limits.
Well, she does use HUD income limits.
Okay.
That's the federal.
That's just,
Okay, so just referring to federal.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, and then there's no figures on how, like, I guess I wonder if it would be useful to, mention just how many HUD-supported...
tax parcels.
Yeah, that there are in the town, maybe?
I don't think the town has any HUD-supported tax parcels. Maybe the village has.
The village
has. Right. Okay. So then would we have to seek that answer from the village specifically?
No. That would be with the Audrey, because she assesses the village Catskill.
All right.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
and then the board did the seeker tonight, so that's completed.
Did the what?
The seeker.
The
for the grant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then it's just... some questions that Nick, some paperwork that Patrick has to sign.
All right. And then budget.
The budget, I think you said was 20. You were asking for 20.
We are asking for 20, but they're asking for like a town budget.
We can, the town budget is available on the website.
All right.
It's downloadable.
Okay, super. And, so do you have the procurement policy and general municipal law?
We have a procurement policy that the town adopts each year.
Mm-hmm.
General municipal law is just it's general municipal law. It's
New York State.
It's New York State procurement policy.
Okay.
Every time.
And is the procurement policy available
for us? I can just have
information
to.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the EAF
EAF?
That's the environmental assessment?
That's the seeker.
We just did it.
That's
the
seeker.
That's the seeker,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. So then we forward us that copy
yes.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I think that we're in good shape then.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta thank you guys for all your work, and I can't thank Liz enough for all the time and work that she's put into this grant application.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anything else? Have a motion to go into executive session to discuss a personnel matter. We will not be making any decision, correct?
Correct.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Liz will let you know when we're